Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, with us now. Morning, Greg.
Yeah, morning to you, Heather.
Are you liking that consumer confidence survey?
Yeah, it's certainly looking a bit better than it was. Consumers are feeling a bit more chipper, it seems. This is the Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence Index that was up 7 points in December, 97.5. Look, it's still below long-term averages, but it is the most upbeat households have been in 3 years, so we'll certainly take that. No surprise what's underpinning confidence. We've got obviously falling inflation, and the RBNZ's been cutting rates. Present conditions index, that's risen, as has the outlook. And just looking at terms in terms of that, a net 15% still have a negative view. But that has eased a little bit to 9% of this read. So the five-year outlook has also picked up from plus 6% to plus 9.3%. Notably, the rise in confidence is most pronounced amongst middle to higher income households. And also generally, although confidence is picking up, we're not exactly going on a spending spree this holiday season just yet by the looks of things. So still a bit of a reluctance in terms of big ticket purchases. Increased spending mainly in bars and restaurants, so that probably reflects a more jovial mood, but yeah, not spending on large big ticket items yet. Perhaps surprising, I suppose, when you think about it, we've had those rate cuts, haven't we, but they haven't had a real impact just yet. You know, most New Zealand mortgages are on fixed terms, so it takes time for that to transmit to household finances. So the good news, yeah, we've got around half of all mortgages either on floating rates or coming up for repricing in the next 6 months. Yeah, so we should see consumer spending push higher through mid-2025.
Are you looking at that current account deficit narrowing and thinking that's good news?
Yeah, and I think it sort of ties in with what we've sort of just talked about a little bit, that you know, consumers have been belt tightening, and that's sort of reflected in the current account numbers. So if we look at it, the deficit narrowed in September by 0.9 billion to 6.2 billion. And the current account deficit basically reflects the difference between what we earn overseas and what we spend offshore. The improvement was driven by a 0.8 billion fall in goods imports, so that narrowed the deficit there to 1.9 billion. And so effectively we're importing less stuff, so in part due to that consumer belt tightening. In particular, talking about this in a minute, but yeah, fewer cars imported. Mm-hmm. No defence aircraft as well during the quarter. So on an annual basis, the current account deficit is 27 billion. So you look at it in terms of GDP here, that it's 6.4%, so it's improved from 6.6% in June, marginally better than forecast, and yeah, way down from that peak levels of 9% in 2022. And you think about that was when Kiwis were on a bit of a spending splurge. Just looking at some other aspects of the print, yeah, we earn more from dividends and then from investments than overseas investors did. Also, the financial accounts recorded a net inflow of 2.1 billion from overseas investors. But just looking at the balance sheet side of things, the net international investment liability position, 208 billion, that's almost 50% of GDP. So that's widened from 48% at June. So yeah, we're borrowing more from overseas than we acquired in overseas financial assets. But the improvement in the current account deficit is good news at least.
So, listen, on the cars, what do you make of this merger between, or the rumours of the merger between Nissan and Honda?
Yeah, so we're getting set for a big tie-up potentially. So reports are that Honda and Nissan are exploring a merger. Now, that would create the third largest auto group globally with 8 million, should I say, vehicle sales annually. And basically, I suppose the idea, you know, the auto sector has been under pressure a bit with competition, obviously with, you know, the economy softening generally. And also in terms of their type, would be in a better position to compete with Toyota. They sell around 11 million cars each year. So it would create economies of scale. And this end's been under pressure. They cut their outlook recently. They said they plan to slash 9,000 jobs. So yeah, investors have cast their vote. The companies themselves are keeping things pretty quiet, but shares in Nissan surged 24%. That was the biggest ever one-day jump. Could also involve to expand to include Mitsubishi Motors, in which Nissan is a 24% shareholder, and Mitsubishi shares, they soared 17%. Yeah, so it effectively consolidate the Japanese auto industry. So you've got one controlled by Honda, Nissan and Mitsubishi, and the other with Toyota, and they've got stakes in the likes of Subaru, Suzuki and Mazda. It wouldn't be a merger of equals. See, look at the valuation. Honda's 6.8 trillion yen, that's around $44 billion. Nissan's a fifth of that, and the group would also be dwarfed by Toyota's 42.2 trillion. But yeah, certainly creates some bigger scale. It also comes at the times these two companies have actually been pulling back on ties with other sort of global peers, and Nissan's loosened its One's with France's Renault, and Honda's backed away from General Motors. But yeah, it's certainly going to work together. And I suppose another big thing for them as well with this type, Heather, would be the EV market, which they've already partnered with earlier in the year. So they'll be in a better position to compete for the likes of Tesla and also Chinese EV makers such as BYD. Yeah. So yeah, it seems clear logic to the race for scale in the auto sector.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. All right, give us the numbers.
So, yeah, we've got the Dow is up 0.4%, 43,609. We've got the S&P 500 up 0.2%, 6,064. We've got the NASDAQ up 0.2%, 21,47. FTSE pretty flat, 8,199. UK inflation rose 2.6%, so I think the Bank of England's going to remain on hold. The Nikkei was down 0.7%. Honda actually fell 3% on these reports. ASX 200 down 0.06%. NZX 50, we were down 0.4%. That comes after a couple of up days, though, 12,865. Although, hey, we're spending on some things. Hellenstein Glassons, that hit a record high. Gold down $11, 2635 an ounce. Oil up $1.71.14. Currency markets, Kiwi down 0.6% against the US, 57.2. Australian dollar, we're flat, 90.8. Against pound sterling, down 0.5%, 45.0. And yeah, get set for the Fed. So we've got a decision at around 7 our time, and then the press conference to follow shortly after.
Good stuff, Greg. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. On that confidence survey, came in at 97.5, right? But get this, men are way more confident. Men are coming in at 108.6. Women, pessimistic, 87.2.
Men are just such bullshitters, aren't they?
Men just see opportunity and women just see reality. And that is why you need probably both in your life at some stage.